The Cleveland Orchestra is getting about a 26% cut in funding due to dwindling cigarette sales. David Hooker says that cut took his organization by surprise.
We think that the fair way to go about this is to show us how they've reached that conclusion. And we don't feel that we've got those answers yet.
Cuyahoga Arts and Culture, or CAC, distributes the smoking tax revenues, and they announced planned funding cuts last month. But CAC said the larger cuts in this cycle are part of a 10-year program that will soften over time and promote a level of budgeting predictability for the grantees.
Ultimately, there are less dollars to go around.
Speaking for the Cleveland Botanical Gardens, Tara Turner said the 32% cut to her organization's grant this year was tough, but they knew something like it was coming.
We have to accept that fact, and we have to be grateful for the money that we're getting from them and that we'll be getting from them in a very consistent way for a period of time.
CAC Executive Director Karen Gall-Mills argues that her staff made a concerted effort to inform all stakeholders about the impending cuts.
But it's difficult news, and we understand that difficult news is sometimes hard to hear. We are absolutely committed to talking with organizations about this financial decision, helping them understand how it plays out for them.
And Gall-Mills says CAC will hold public meetings in January to discuss that decision and figure out ways to improve the process. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.